So that's where you've got to, Bathgate. I've got a bone to pick with you.
What do you mean? I haven't done a thing since we got here.
What's all this Handsome Alan business?
I don't follow you.
It was in an article you contributed to True Detective magazine.
Damn it, Alan. It was meant to be a kind of joke. How did you find out about that?
Master Michael told me.
I might have known it would have been him. He's too smart for his own good. Did you get anything interesting out of him?
It all went swimmingly to start with. He was all too eager to play detectives, going through everything he remembered in minute detail.
Anything of any consequence?
Well, yes, there was one thing. He remembered seeing the murder weapon.
The skewer?
It had been left on the table outside the drawing room after the charade, but it wasn't there when Gabriel got into the lift. Mike noticed because he was saying goodbye to Giggle. He worships Giggle because he knows all about Hornby trains.
Anything else?
Yeah, after that, it all started to go badly wrong. He kept on saying that Uncle G was in a terrible stink about something, but when I asked him if he knew why, Nanny stepped in very smartly and said he mustn't talk about things like that without asking his parents first. I thought I could nip that one in the bud by sending the constable off to fetch Lord Charles, but by the time his lordship arrived, the boy had worked himself up into the most terrific frenzy of rage.
Yes, in certain circumstances, the Lampreys are rather inclined to go off the deep end.
He was screaming that Nanny was treating him like a damn silly kid when he was trying to help Scotland Yard, and that was when I committed my great gaffe.
How come?
Like a blasted idiot, I told him he'd never make a policeman if he couldn't keep his temper. And at that, he pulled his bedclothes over his head, turned his face to the wall, and refused to speak another word. What could he have been wanting to tell me, do you think?
I've no idea.
I fancy you have every idea. Master Michael did happen to drop the name of Mr. Grimble.
Grimble? Who's Grimble?
Again, I think you know very well, Bathgate. It isn't a good idea for you to run with a hare and hunt with the hounds. I'll lay you 100 to 1 that Mr. Grimble, who sits in a corner of the kitchen, impassively still reading his morning paper, is a bailiff. And from there, it's not difficult to work out why Uncle Gabriel was in such a stink.
Shh! Someone's coming up the stairs.
91, 92, 93.
Who on earth is it?
94.
I think there's only one person it can be.
Such a long, exhausting climb. The lift doesn't seem to be... Oh, I do beg your pardon. I thought for a moment you were my nephew.
Lady Catherine.
Speak up. I can't hear you, young man.
Lady Catherine, I wonder if I might have a word with you.
Yeah, surely you're not the police. Oh, it can't have come to that. Not already.
Where can I take the old lady? Somewhere I shan't be disturbed by the rest of the family.
Well, there's only one place you can be sure of that. Inside the lift.
Oh, this case grows more macabre every minute. How the devil am I to get her in there?
After all those stares, she'll be only too grateful to sit down anywhere.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, this time, you're on your honour, Bathgate. Not a word to the Lampreys.